with his communication skills, which are off the charts.
Center field. Kane looks up. It is gone. The Sox have come all the way back. Moncada to center field. 7-6. My goodness.
We're down to 17 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, now 46, 45, 44 seconds until spring training. I love this time of year. NBA in full swing, Super Bowl about to roll around, and then baseball coming. Jason Benetti, who does phenomenal work on White Sox TV, ESPN, basically everywhere you hear a game, Jason Benetti is there for you, and he joins us right now on 720 WGN, Mark Harmon and Harry Tynowitz. Jason, I got 2020 for the Cubs-White Sox World Series. Do you think that I'm ahead, I'm behind? What would you say?
How fun would that be? People have been asking me about years or months or about when Eloy Jimenez and when Michael Kopech are coming up, and like, I'm all about just basking in when it happens, not knowing when it happens. I'm just excited for baseball in this town, honestly, because the Sox are doing it the right way. I think the energy at Sox Fest really shows that. This is my third one that I've gone to as an announcer, and it is just different here this weekend. It's notably different. The energy is you can almost taste it.
Oh, I love tasting energy. Jason, it's very weird
it's
for me.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's very weird for me on a Saturday that you're like not in Raleigh, North Carolina for the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack, or you know, you're not in Wichita for Creighton and Wichita State. But I love it that you're at Sox Fest, and you know, we saw it with the Astros last year, and of course the Cubs the year before. These patient teams that go on the rebuild, and I love what Rick Hahn's doing. It's a credit to Reinsdorf that, you know, you guys are going about it this way. I'd like to start with Lucas Giolito, even more impressive in person with that 6'6 frame. That's called a sweeping curveball. I mean, I think he might be the finest guy on your staff. What do you think?
You know, he's got a couple different versions of it, too. I mean, he's got the curveball and the slider, and he uses them in different circumstances. But he's such a tinkerer. He's a mechanics junkie. I don't know how long you've talked to him, but he's like a big-time gamer. He's a very thoughtful guy. He's super sharp. His family's success in Hollywood, I think, shows that.
Yep.
But I just love listening to him talk pitching. There was a moment last night, I believe it was, he and Alec Hansen were just kind of standing in the corner talking about pitching and mechanics and things like that. Lucas is really sharp. So what you see right now, I still don't think is the finished product, and I think that goes without saying, but he's such a thoughtful guy about pitching and the art of pitching and about a number of things that I feel like his evolution is going to be terribly fun to watch.
Jason Benetti, White Sox TV, also everything else for you right here on 720 WGN. We are talking White Sox at Sox Fest right now. Jason, what do you make of baseball's offseason? I know everyone's got thoughts on this as to why there's so many free agents still out there. Your partner, Steve Stone, I bet has a ton of thoughts on this. What are you? Is this the new norm? What are you hearing? What's your thoughts?
I think until we see how the next couple of off seasons play out, especially with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and all of the contracts that are coming up after this season, I think it's really easy to say, well, this is going to be the new norm, and it's also fairly easy to say it's an outlier. And I think we need to give it a couple of years, and if we then have continued evidence that this sort of freeze is happening, then number one, you've got your answer. And number two, I think the players probably counter that in some way. But until then, I don't think it's safe or fair to do that.
A strong Twitter follow at Jason Benetti. Jason, did I cut you off there? I apologize if I did.
No. Go ahead.
So I'm still on the pitching because it's really impressive. Your closer for this year. Do you have inside info that we don't have?
I don't think it's decided yet. I honestly think that's a spring training situation. Somebody asked Rick Hahn about the bullpen at one of the seminars at Sox Fest just today, and his answer was, "We'll see what we can do with who we have, but also I don't think a transaction is out of the realm of possibility either. I think they did a nice job last year with Swarzak and Canely in creating value in pitchers. And I think that's probably the goal again this year. But in terms of deciding who the closer is, certainly September of last year doesn't necessarily inform that, because it was kind of a revolving door with Manaea and Infante at points. And so I don't think the Sox know yet. I really don't.
Let's talk about the TV booth here, because we got the final year. Hawk is retiring, 20 games. He's going to do opening day. He's going to do all the Sunday home games and I guess a handful of others along the way here. That means you're up to 140 or so here, Jason. And it's going to be like, I don't know, this is a big transition year here. Hawk's leaving. How are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it as I've done a lot of minor league baseball seasons. And those are 140 games. So I'm used to doing the full schedule. This will feel a little bit more at home for me, just in terms of getting to know the players and seeing them on the road as well as at home. Because sometimes the home clubhouse is just full of people, whereas on the road, there aren't that many folks who travel. So I think there's more of an opportunity just to kind of get to know players away from the field and away from just the batting practice routine. So that's nice. And number two, I'm just excited for Hawk, because Hawk has the opportunity to do this on his terms and make his choice in terms of when and how. And I'm just so excited to see the fan reaction at the end of the year, because I think there is a lot of warmth for Hawk that we've seen even the last couple of years. And I do think there's it's going to be a pretty emotional time, and I'm excited to watch it, because he's been a big influence on me.
You know, when you get the full 162 next year, first thing you have to do is announce that you're not going to do a certain amount of games. You realize that, right, Jason?
I'm gonna actually cut back, right?
Yeah. It's a little too much for me. I don't think I'm going to go to Cleveland. Jason, you know, you're the perfect guy to ask about this, because you sit behind the microphone for all for all these TV games, and you're also a lifelong diehard White Sox fan. But you know, the current flagship of the Sox, LS, wants out of their deal. And, you know, it's like this is a time when there's a great buzz surrounding this team. There's a great deal of hope to think, hey, the Sox are going to be very, very good very, very soon. What is your reaction to the current radio situation? Because I love Ed Farmer, and if I'm in my car and I can't hear Farmer, you know, something is wrong.
My reaction is that's above my pay grade. I don't think I'm exactly the perfect person, because I'm in the TV booth. So honestly, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I do know the Sox will figure it out.
I thought you were going to ask him about the protective netting being expanded. You put him in the radio position. No. I mean, that's an uncomfortable spot for Jason. He can't answer that question.
But he's a Sox fan he's like a professional voice of the team.
That's true. We're going to have a production meeting on the air.
And Jason, you've got protective netting up at home, right, all the way around the house?
Oh yeah, I in my home, you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we got a couple balls in the booth last year. In fact, within like 7 days of one another, and there was one that I was completely under the table. it was a bullet back there, and we still have the dent to prove it.
What one story that was highlighted this week by David Haugh in the Tribune? He wrote about Tim Anderson, and this has been written, last year at least, that he was having a rough year, and there was stuff going on off the field with his best friend Brandon Moss, who was murdered in a scuffle on a street in Alabama. Just an awful situation, and he's coming back with a lot of motivation, just to play with energy and have fun this year. And you're around these guys, Jason. So this is one guy I'm assuming you're rooting for big time here, and maybe you'll have a big bounce back year, and that'd be huge for the White Sox.
I think so. I mean, just being around him the past couple of days, he is as upbeat as I've ever seen him. And I know it was rough on him last year. One of the we did a kids only press conference, so only kids get to ask the questions of the players, and it was Davidson and Yolmer Sanchez and Tim Anderson. And one of the kids asked Yolmer what's his favorite position, and then the follow up the kid asked was, if it's shortstop, do you think Tim would be okay with moving to second base for you? And Tim jumped in and said, no. So I was with him for about an hour today, and I'm truly impressed with just the turnaround in his spirits. He's a pleasant guy. He's a young father. He's a good father, and I really am rooting for him. I think he's going to be a great player, and he knows. I mean, he very much knows that his September last year is where he wants to and feels he should be down the road. But again, he has not played a lot of baseball. He grew up a basketball player. And so I think this year we may see a corner get turned for Tim Anderson.
At the kids' press conference, did you guys have any players younger than the kids?
It was close. It's actually pretty close. There were, I think the oldest kid that asked was like 14 or something like that. And I'm at least 16, so it was fine.
All right, so I'm not asking you who's the best or who's going to be the greatest, but of all these young guys that are either up or coming up, is there one that you kind of get excited for every time you see him on the field?
So there are a bunch that I think are going to have the combination of talent and personality to really enliven this city. But the guy that I think has a little something different in kind of a special way is Eloy Jimenez. You've seen the video of like him knocking out lights in a home run derby in a Midwest League ballpark. And, you know, the lore of his hitting proficiency is growing rapidly. But the young man has not been in the United States for a very long time. And he came up to the booth last year, and he had the option of having an interpreter along with him, and he said no. And he comes up to the booth, and he spoke English so well, and he has spent so much time making sure that he can communicate with teammates, and they then reciprocate. I mean, in terms of understanding him, and I just think his precocious actions go even further than just with the bat. And I think that's such a strong signal of his ability to last in baseball as a possible star. So he's the guy, for a couple of reasons, that I think, you know, he could really be somebody for a large community, not only just Sox fans, but also, you know, the specific subset of Spanish-speaking people who are Sox fans. And he takes a lot of pride in who he is. And I'm excited to see what he becomes. I really am.
And that trade is going to be one worth watching. I mean, we'll see what Quintana can give to the Cubs, and then Eloy, for however many years, is going to be dominating or doing a lot for the White Sox. 17 days, 6 hours, 30 minutes, and now 8:07:54 until spring training. Jason,
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I know we're counting down.
We appreciate you joining us.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know you are. We're excited to listen to you and have a great year. And we'll be checking in along the way here. And hey, who knows? Maybe the White Sox will be even further along than people are expecting. This season could jump right into the mix. You never know.
Forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.